Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we look at what you can watch on your big screen and your little screen. We've got Susie Lyon to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie, you are here to tell me that one of the most impeccable detective shows is coming back with a new season.
Absolutely. G'day, Kat. Yes, we've got a new season of True Detective, season 4. It came out on Monday, so you can watch it. It is an American crime drama anthology series, which sees a set of detectives as they investigate a serious set of crimes. Each season stands alone. So if you actually haven't watched the first three, you can jump straight into season 4, which is out now. This season is set in the fictional town of Ennis in Alaska and follows the investigation of 8 men who disappeared from a research station. It stars Jodie Foster and Kelly Reese as detectives Liz Danvers and Evangeline Navarro.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer of this one. It is True Detective season 4.
I'm working on this new case. A missing scientist found on the edge of the villages, frozen solid. Those men died before they froze.
You okay?
She's not good with people she cares about.
What are we missing here?
The Night Country. It takes us one by one.
So as you say, a complete standalone, but you just know by the quality of every True Detective series that this is going to be exceptional. And I'm not the only one that thinks so.
Yeah, you're not, Kat. So season 1 of True Detective was such a hit that it earned HBO a huge surge in ratings. It also won practically every award that was going. That one starred Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Season 2 and 3 were also critically acclaimed, and they did maintain that high viewership for HBO. Not as popular as season 1, but still very, very good. Season 2 starred Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams. 3 starred Oscar winner Mahershala Ali. And we get to see Jodie Foster in season 4, who is very picky about what she makes these days.
And who's she starring alongside?
So we've got a lady named Kelly Reese. She is a fairly new actress to Hollywood. Her career is actually in boxing. She's a middleweight and light welterweight champion, having won most of her matches. She's pretty impressive, actually. Reese is part Native American and is an active supporter of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls movement. And her involvement in that is what gained the attention of a film director who asked her to co-write and star in his film called Catch the Fair One. And since then, she's been making very impressive TV shows and movies.
Great. So she is the co-star of Jodie Foster in season 4 of True Detective. Cannot wait to sit down with a bucket of popcorn and binge my socks off for this one. As you say, it's out. And where can we find it?
This one is on Sky Show, and you can start watching it right now.
Nice one. Tell you what, though, Susie, I'm ready to go out to the cinema. I haven't been out this year. So tell me, what can we watch?
Well, you've got to rug up to go out to the cinema, but if you insist, I have something for you. This one comes out this week at the movies, and it is called Poor Things. It has already been named as one of the best films of 2023, and it hits the big screens this week. So Emma Stone stars as Bella, a crudely resurrected woman in Victorian London. As Bella matures from her childlike behavior, she goes on a journey of self-discovery and sexual liberation after running off with Duncan. He's a corrupt lawyer, so what could go wrong?
Sorry, did you say crudely resurrected?
I sure did.
All right, let's have a snippet from the trailer.
She's an experiment.
Good evening.
Her brain and her body are not quite synchronized. But she's progressing at an accelerated pace.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress. Grow.
A woman plotting her course to freedom. How delightful.
It's such a weird premise, and the character, I think, has given Emma Stone a lot to play with. Or should I say, she has really brought this character to life, and she has got to punch a lot of people in the face in this movie. So this one is going to do well, we think.
Yeah, it's set to be a contender for Best Film at the Oscars. The film stars Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and William Dafoe. So it's got a huge amount of awesome actors in it. So
yeah, decent names there.
Catch.
Yeah, that's Poor Things, and it is out this week at the cinema. Catch that one. Let us know what you think. It looks like a very quirky one. And also, we cover True Detective Season 4, starring Jodie Foster. You can find that now on Sky Show. Susie, thank you very much for taking us through what you can watch this week on the big and little screen. Of course, if people would like a 7-day pass for Sky Show, maybe you can get all of True Detective Season 4 in that time, if you really set your mind to it, then you can just go onto our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.